I give you a one more chance.
That boy did come on in real sexy. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
How are y'all doing tonight?
Fine.
I give you one more chance.
To say what's on your mind.
To see what's on your mind.
Yeah. Here we are in that chair.
Yeah.
Looking for me
to take you there.
All right. You know, I don't know all the words or anything. I'm pretty sure I just fucked up those lyrics. Oh, we can't cuss in the first 5 minutes, but
it's cool.
Messed up those lyrics, but we're here.
But you know what? I be thinking about them old school songs and what they be saying. And like, some of the shit be cool. But like, some shit you just can't say nowadays.
Like what?
Like, girl, you're looking sweet now. You can't just walk up to nobody and say that shit. Like, boy, you going to jail. It's a little too much.
There's this guy I follow on Instagram who's a comedian. And he wasn't role playing, but he was basically acting as if like how OGs be in the club.
Mm-hmm.
And like he would just stand this girl down. And it's like, that's how them old niggas be for real. Like,
man. Oh, when, I know you're talking
once
about.
Once they see the something you like, he, yeah, the big dude.
Yeah, and he took them glasses down. You see, he was talking to Shaw. He was like,
I ain't get that.
Bro. Like, he's like, yeah, you, nah.
All right.
Yo, that's one of niggas' biggest fears, man, is ended up as that.
Oh,
the old head in the club to try and catch you some young.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. Man, it's Black History Month, man.
Hey.
We black men, man.
Make some noise.
Yeah. So, found, man, listen, I be just stumbling across. You ever use, like, your Apple Discovery Channel?
Apple Discovery Channel on, come on your phone, like,
yeah,
for news?
Yeah, No. I'm talking, like, Apple Music Discovery.
Sometimes. So, yeah. Sometimes I'll do, like, the radio that they may already have and, like, certain other... Yeah. Artists, favorites. Yeah.
And see, Discovery dope because it introduces you to not new shit, but shit that you probably don't listen to.
Okay.
But it's in line with what you listen to. And Apple Music real good with that. Like, they'll give you a good mix, man. So I was, you know, just playing some shit on the way to work the other day, man. And this dropped. And I said, this is the perfect song for black men.
Okay.
During Black History Month, man.
What we got?
Yes, let's do it, man. Yes, Sirski.
Welcome.
To the Untitled Podcast, man. Your favorite podcast, aka the greatest show on earth, man. You already know the voice, you already know the vibes. I am your host, Boo. With me always, ever. the active dad, the king of the cool kids.
Let's get it.
The big meech of fathers.
Hey.
Well, not big meech. Them boys said big meech might have snitched. But I didn't say that. That's what them boys said in case anybody.
Allegedly
they said, but I didn't say that. That's what they said. So don't call me about it. I don't know nothing about that. I ain't never. Nah.
We talk about it a little later. But hey, man, what's up, man?
What's happening, brother? How you feeling?
It's always good to be back in the studio with my brother, man.
Yes, it is.
It's Black History Month. It's Lovers Weekend. It's Lovers Weekend for some people.
For some.
For others, it's
damn, I should have gave him some coochie.
Yeah. It's a lot of regret and reflection for this weekend. But nonetheless, hey, the weather's a little
nasty.
But the sun then came out.
Wind
blowing.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful weather.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, let's get it. How you feeling, my boy?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling great. You know what I mean? Again, like you said, it's Black History Month. Shout out all my niggas.
This is for the niggas. Strictly for the niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, Black History Month, man. Shout out to that. It is Lovers Month as well. Valentine's Day. Shout out to everybody who got somebody. Shout out to everybody who don't.
This one is for the love.
Yes, it is, man. You know, I was listening to, it was funny, I listened to Joe Budden podcast the other day, man, and Joe made a very valid point.
The one with the wives?
Well, no, not that
one. Oh, that was wild.
Yeah, that was insane. I knew that was going to be, that's always going to be crazy as hell. Especially like, Ian, I didn't know, but like Ian, Joe manager, and Ian's wife, they hate each other, I swear to God. But like, it worked. It worked. Like, they say white folks marry for business and not love. So it looks like it. But nah, like, they were talking about Valentine's Day. And as we're recording, this is like the end of Valentine's Day, so y'all can hear this shit after the fact.
Yeah.
But this is good. This is important information for next year because it's going to fall on the weekend as well.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day is a day.
It is.
24 hours is one day.
It is.
Just because it falls on a Friday or a Saturday or a Sunday does not make it Valentine's weekend. It's still Valentine's Day.
Day, boys and girls. Everyone say day.
Day.
D-A-Y.
D-A-Y. That is 24 hours.
Not D-E-I.
Mm-hmm. That's because we don't do that no more. We don't do that no more. Right? And HR is watching. So midnight to 11:59. It's Valentine's Day. Anything separate, opposite, or counter to that is a violation. Fellas, don't let them trick y'all. All right?
Don't
do what you got to do.
Don't let them get you.
But don't let me trick you either. If she, hey, all right? You be single at the end of it. Don't listen to me.
Try it out. Fuck with my pimping.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Baby girl, won't you fuck with my pimping?
Hey.
Try it out. Now, the crazy thing about that song is this was before I really knew who Candy Burris was.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that that is Candy singing on the hook of that song makes the song even better now.
Is it?
Yeah, that's her singing.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I just learned that like 2 years ago.
Candy the freaky one, right?
Bedroom Candy, all the stuff.
That's when it sells like sex toys and shit?
Yeah, but she's an entrepreneur too. She's a really big entrepreneur.
I didn't say she was. I said she
freaky. Yeah, but she got a little freaky.
Yeah, you can be a freaky entrepreneur. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't do it. Like, yeah, you can't do both. Like, you can't sell, you know.
She's
what I mean?
A freakypreneur.
Yeah, a freakypreneur. You know what I'm saying? You see Adina Howard, she was an artist and she was a freak.
Freak in the morning, freak in the evening.
I'm just like, man.
But that actually was her, that was her on that song.
Yeah, that's dope.
That was a really good song.
I did not know that, man. But yeah, man. So Valentine's Day weekend, man. Also, Valentine's Day, however you want to put it. Also, man, we starting to get out the cold weather just a little bit. A sun coming out a little more.
I feel like the cold's still gonna be here.
It's supposed to snow Wednesday.
Everyone gets excited when we get a little bit of sun because we've been tired of it being cold for so long.
Right, right.
And then I feel that then they get disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always remember my grandma saying there's an Easter snap, how the weather snaps right before Easter. It always gets cold right before Easter. And that cold really carries us out.
Nah.
So everyone's excited like, oh, hey, yeah, it's warm. Nah, we still got a little.
Yeah, spring only lasts for a month. April is spring.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, you get spring for a month because once you hit May, it's up.
It's hot as hell.
It's up.
And it rains a lot in April.
It do. April showers. It rains a lot. You know, man, so I don't know if I mentioned this on the pod before. So when I was a little kid, like, you know, when you're a little kid, like, you want to do all kind of little shit. Like, which one of you when you grow up? I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Well,
you want to be a lawyer?
What did I did, actually.
I could see you want to be a lawyer.
It's funny. It's like, this is a story of untapped potential. Because when I was a little kid, people always tell me that shit. Boy, you're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a lawyer. You're going to be a lawyer. And I like to read. So, like, boy, you would have fit. It's just too much reading for me, man. Just laziness, never show potential. That's all it was. Ain't no real excuse. Can still do it. We'll look into it. I'll call Allie, see what she can do.
She help you out.
Yeah, Allie, help me out, man. Put me in, put me on game, man. Let me know what steps I need to take. You know what I mean? Go to law school, man.
Boobs the lawyer.
Yeah, man. Hey, you put me on, be
lawyer
like,
boobs.
I'll be that shit like Brian Steele. Nigga. I'm freeing all my niggas. I don't care you did it or not. We getting you out. A boy wasn't
get there. Him out.
A boy wasn't
there. They'll be in a courtroom like Drewski.
Yeah, it is.
Coming all them papers like he was a public defender.
You know you're going to jail.
Dude. Sorry, couldn't get y'all, right. But we did get you 10.
We did get you 10, right? And you got 20 years of probation. Now. But other than that, you good, bro. You good. Hey, you good. It could have been more, right? We got you out. But yeah, man, the weather's getting a little bad. It's supposed to snow here Wednesday.
I thought it was Thursday post snow.
Is it Thursday? Wednesday or Thursday?
Either or.
But yeah, so back to the thing about being a kid, right? So one thing I really wanted to do though is I want to be a weatherman.
I could see you being a weatherman.
I wanted to be a weatherman, dog. Like I really fuck with the weather. Like that was my shit. So I'd be like really checking it. So what I learned is that like when seasons change, you get a lot of rain.
Okay.
Because you know, obviously the warm air, the cold air, like,
yeah, and they gotta gotta mix it on it.
So that's why you go in March, you got a little bit of spring, May, you got a bunch of hail. Yeah. April and rain, because you know it's season changing. That's
okay.
Little tidbit.
I like that.
Yeah.
Look at you. You're so well informed.
You know what I'm saying?
You're so well informed.
Come on, man.
Man of many hats.
A scholar, man. Not just a nigga, a scholar.
Scholar.
Huh?
You do like carpentry stuff too, don't you?
I was a slave as a child as well. So yeah, I did. I built a lot of shit.
Dibble and dabble with carpentry.
I built some shit.
He works out.
Laid down some sod.
Look at him.
You know what I mean?
Check you out.
A man's man.
I'm
a man. Damn it.
You would get a lot of love on the balloon pop show.
I would. You think so? Mm-hmm. I think they'll pop my their balloon. I walk in, come short. Like I walk in, yo, I ain't gonna hold you. If I walked in on that show and they go to pop balloons immediately.
What you gonna say?
Boy, I would call all the bitches hoes. Everybody. I'm snapping. Because I don't, boy, imagine. You imagine, bro, you walk on the balloon pop show and as soon as you walk through the door, pop, 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 pop. Let me go back out and come back in because y'all bitches
like,
crazy.
You know what? Y'all bitches don't deserve me.
You know y'all ain't shit.
Y'all don't deserve me.
Yo, so I've been a little more active this whole by Twitter watching shit. So you remember on the Balloon Pop show, the Turtle Man? You know what I'm talking about? The big swole nigga. It was a big swole one, and he like, you ain't even qualified. Like, do you remember, buddy? It was a big swole man.
I don't really watch a lot of them. Bruh. Like that.
So I didn't. So it was like a clip of buddy.
Yeah.
And like he walked in, and everybody was popping their balloon, and like he was basically insulting everybody. You ain't even qualified for me and blah, 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 blah.
As he should. Talk your shit, boo.
Well, more clips have shepherds of him on some reality show. I think it comes on Vice or some shit. I don't fucking know. But I guess they're trying to like, it's for like For the Love of Erica Minter.
You know what? I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Because I've seen the
the clips of Buddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's him. So very like it was a trans and like, she was like, nigga, you weren't saying that when you trying to kiss me. Like, bitch, I didn't know. And then they went to fight. He done beat the trans lady up. But then.
But do you really win?
You don't ever win that.
Yeah.
You don't win that. Yeah. I say beat up. You ain't win. Yeah. There's no wins.
Yeah.
Okay. Some fights you can't take.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to leave that alone. Like, because. You know? Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
But also, you seen he fought another buddy though? Tall dude, dreads?
Yeah.
Beat his ass. That was different. He lost that fight. He ain't won that problem. But like, and I've learned this as a retired crash out. Like, so you may feel like you could fight, but certain people can fight. You can always tell when you come up to a nigga and you square up and nigga start smiling. Some old shit. That's what I wanted. You know what?
Right. Nah, you know what? You really don't have nothing else to lose.
You know what? I got something to do anyway, nigga.
So let's not do that. Okay. Let's not do this right now.
Yeah,
right now.
I'm busy right now anyway. Punk. Just get the fuck out of there. Backpedal, get your ass up out of there, man. So yeah, man.
Black History Month for you, how's it been going? I feel like it's been a pretty solid Black History Month.
It's been a good month, man. It's been a good month, man. So what is and who is
okay? You setting it up?
It's so stupid, man. So would it be a Black History Man? What, man? Tell me, who's your favorite Black?
Who's my favorite Black?
Your favorite Black, your favorite Negro.
Loretta Devine.
Loretta's your favorite.
It's one of my favorite.
Okay, I can
Blacks.
See that as being your.
Yeah,
your
she one. I just love her.
Yeah, she just. So
I love
happy.
Old. I just love old Black women anyway.
Yeah,
but Loretta Devine is most definitely one of my favorite Blacks.
You know. Stupid ass question.
Who is your favorite black?
Mine, honestly, is shifted now. It used to be Harriet because I always thought about, and I saw a post and it was
from
like, Harriet Tubman. No, Harriet Tubman. Crazy. I'm like, what you had like? Yeah, nah, dark skin Harriet was lit. I fucking dark skin Harriet. Over light skin Harriet.
Okay.
But nah, Harriet Tubman was my favorite just because I saw a post and it was like, Harriet was like, well, stay your scary ass here. Right? And I felt like that's when that shit was really on. But more recently, it's been Rosa Parks.
Okay.
And it's only been Rosa Parks because I found out
she had a car.
Yeah, she had a car. And I think that's the funniest
thing I ever. Just found out, bruh, that she had a car, like, and I think that is insane.
Dog, that's like the best black history fact ever. Like at work, they got like a little, they put a little shit on the board. You can write,
yeah,
like, what's your favorite black history month? In fact, and I put that on the board, like Rosa Parks' husband had a car.
And that, left it up when there. I tell you, I don't think I'll ever get over that.
Dog, that's the funny.
But so does that make her a civil rights plant?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. But he said it was, I think it was Jesse. Somebody said like, yes, she was. It did shit on purpose. Like, no, we gonna send you. But imagine if they, like, what they went through to find the right person.
Yeah.
You gotta get that shit right the first time. Cause I ain't gonna hold you. If that was me and a couple of white boys, told me, you know, man, fuck you.
You know what? Fuck this.
I'm get off this.
And she was married as well, correct?
Yeah.
So imagine her husband.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna send my
bitch? Get your ass out the book, girl. If you get your ass off the goddamn bus. Stupid. Bring your ass home.
I'm telling you about going run around
with I'm coming niggas. To get you right now.
where you left your keys? Gonna pick you up in your damn car. Cause she probably got picked up from the jail in his car. Or her car. That's my favorite Black History Month fact.
Oh God.
Absolutely. My favorite Black History Month fact is that Rosa Parks' husband did indeed have a car. I also have been, I forgot who I was talking to about this shit, man, but, and this is gonna be a lot of bleeps. But white people are really good at roasting.
Are they?
They are. I think by all the, and oh, the conversation came up because we were trying to
figure roasting out, like, as in like checking, like Jonah?
Well, yeah. And I'm going to tell you how. No. Okay. Make that face. But think about all the best racial slurs came from who?
Okay.
And think about what, if you look at the meaning behind some of them slurs.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like they wild. Like yeah. Moolies.
I still won't say the best at roasting though. I think they can get the creative hat.
Yeah. I mean, we can get down, obviously, but
yeah,
their shit's timeless. That's all.
Like I'm what,
saying. Nigga? What you mean like what? You mean like what? To this day, if they walk up to you and say that, it's
because what have we came up with that has been so offensive?
Honky.
Damn.
See what I'm saying? That's all. That's the only point I'm making.
Yeah, I get it. No, I get it.
I don't get them too many kudos in our month, but they might have that one.
They a little creative with the words.
You know what I'm saying? That's how they do it.
I feel like the old ones were.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the new ones
is trash.
Yeah, the new ones are not as creative. Nah,
new whites ain't shit.
Because the old ones was pure hate.
Boy, don't call me no moon. You call me a moon cricket? Boy, I'm going to beat your ass. Don't call me no moon cricket, dog. Don't call
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I feel like the old ones were.
Yeah, the old ones is lit. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
we can agree to that.
Yeah. You know, that's agree to that. That's it, man. So,
I mean, would it be in Black History Month? What all has happened? We've had
it's been
and I know we're gonna talk about Super Bowl, so we don't have to dive into that.
We've had Super Bowl, man.
We had Super Bowl.
We've had the Grammys.
We had the Grammys.
What else have we had, man? Beyonce has raided pockets once again.
Hey, I survived the Hunger Games.
You know what I'm saying?
As always, hey man.
Hey,
I tell people, you know, and we'll get into that. I'm gonna give y'all a little tips on how to secure these concert tickets so y'all not crying on Twitter.
Please help these folks out, man.
But
Kanye has been ranting from sun up to sundown.
The thing about Kanye West is I'm officially to the point where I'm like, I'm a fan of your music. I don't have any extra energy to give Kanye West. I don't have any extra energy. It's like, bruh, we got a lot going on right now. Right?
I don't know if people understand how big of a moment this is. Because I've been tired of Kanye for years. And I've been stressing to my brother in
Christ. Y'all know I'm benefit of the doubt, Mom.
And my dog has been like, man, nah, they just don't understand. And I said, no, they don't. But I do. Like, bro, it's wilding. Nah. So I'm happy that you are now.
I'm like, you know what? I'm a fan of your music.
What did it? Was it when we put that lady naked on the carpet?
No, because I like that.
Yeah, I know you would. Nasty nigga.
I like that. But yo,
but the funny shit is, if we get to the Grammys, but like the fact they said that he wasn't invited, like he just burned her ass and they get on, and they walk back to the
then
car.
I just read that they said that he was invited to the carpet and not the awards. How are you invited to the carpet? Come but on. they didn't have a ticket for him inside.
Come on, man.
And he said he had, and this is all source cited from Kanye, and he mm-hmm. said that he had to call everyone in the industry he knew to get tickets.
That's crazy.
That's wild. But nah, you know, I've been rocking with Kanye for a while. I just feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm just tired mm-hmm. of a lot of stuff, and we don't have the extra right now. Like Kanye, we got so much going on right now. We don't have time to babysit you.
Right.
If you drop tickets to a homecoming tour, I'm there.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you and Bianca, y'all keep it going. They broke up.
He said they divorced. It should drop like yesterday, day before. God. Yeah, she done. She tired of him too.
Damn, yay.
Yo, I think one of the funniest tweets that Ye had was they was like, I imagine what Donda thing is thinking about Kanye on this red carpet, this white woman. And he retweeted it and said, bitch, you don't know my mama. Because Kanye is crazy.
Yeah, I'm responding to the point where, like, I love you, Ye, but just stay over there right yeah. now. We got a lot of other stuff going on. Yeah. But yeah, the Grammys were really black.
They were,
to an extent.
They were.
It was pretty black to an extent. There was a lot of conversation around Doechii winning. She won best rap album.
Yep.
Correct. She won best rap album. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I became a Doechii fan 3 years ago.
Okay.
When she performed at the BET Awards, and I remember me and Eb just being like, who is this? Because mm-hmm. she had the it factor.
Yeah.
And when you look at artists, like up and coming artists, you can just tell people that have like the it factor with her whole performance. And I was just like, who the hell is this? So and I got into a rabbit hole. I looked up some of her stuff. Then last year, she performed with Katy Perry at mm-hmm. the VMAs. And I'm like, all right, she done crossed over. You know, once you cross over, you get a good stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of talk about her getting that. I was thrilled and excited for it. If you ask me who deserved best rap album, it's Big X the Plug. He wasn't even nominated. If you ask me who I would give best rap album to, Big X the Plug.
The biggest.
The largest. Let it whip. But I can say I'm always happy for someone who I feel like is the underdog. I feel like when you have especially dark African-American women being represented as well,
mm-hmm.
because there was a lot of talk about that online
yep.
Over these last few months about like, why isn't her career skyrocketing as it should? Because she's extremely dope and extremely talented as well. And I like the fact that you really can't just pinpoint her in one box,
mm-hmm.
because if you listen to some of her music, like a lot of it sounds completely different.
Right.
Like, is this all on the same album? Because it's literally she channels a lot of different energy. But
yeah,
hey, shout out to her. What were your thoughts
yeah.
on that?
Yeah, I thought it was dope, man. And you know, I feel like for me, especially when we talk about, you know, why hasn't career skyrocketed and all those things, it's like, well, sometimes it just take a little time.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like a lot of the careers that we saw, they just popped off immediately.
Yeah.
Fizzle just as fast, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes you need that slow burn, that body of work. I mean, when we look at artists from our, you know, now when I say our era, I'm talking about like that blog era, like when we was in college.
Yeah.
So the Drakes, the J. Cole's, the Wale's, the Kendrick's, this group, they bubbled slowly.
Yeah.
Right? Like they just put a video up of Kendrick performing at the Ball Is Life All-Star Game in 2012.
Yeah.
2025, you had the Grammys. You had the Super Bowl. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, so it's a, but that's also 13 years
of work,
mm-hmm. of delivering shit. So I would prefer her not to just explode immediately, like, yeah. not like give us some work, some shit we could go back to,
yeah.
like the old shit. Like I feel like as much as, and I know Wale rants about this shit a lot, but I feel like it's almost a stamp of approval when you say I miss the old fill in the blank.
Yeah,
I miss the old Kanye, I miss the old Wale, the old Jay-Z, the old Drake, the old whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Like I feel like when you say that, that's acknowledging the quality of work that those artists have had. So I think that's one part of it. But with Doechii, man, I think she's dope, man. I can't act like I've been on her for a while.
Yeah.
I think I introduced her actually through the Joe Budden podcast.
Okay.
They had her up there for an interview, and they talked about Alligator Bites Never Healed, the album that won album of the year. And
yeah.
I went and listened to it. I said, oh no, she rapping.
Yeah, she's like rapping.
She's rapping.
She's rapping for real.
And you know what I mean? And I said, okay, cool, that's dope. And I can't remember the name of the song, man, but I've always been a big sucker for like storytelling rap.
Yeah.
Like, and the record she got.
Because we've had enough coochie rap.
Yeah, yeah, coochie rap.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little coochie rap every now and then.
Cooch. I ain't gonna ever say no to the cooch, but you know. So, shout out to her. I thought it was dope. Super dope for her to win. Thought it was dope for Cardi to be the one to give her the award.
How you feel about Cardi?
I mean, I think Cardi's being Cardi. I see a lot of the issues that come up when people talk
about Cardi. I'm just saying, wise, like music wise, since she's pushed back her second album.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not surprised because if we're being completely honest, this is not Cardi hate, but we're being completely honest, a lot of these rappers, especially female rappers, I hate to say it, aren't really like rap. Like Doce is one of the ones that we know she writing her shit.
Yeah.
When you're coming out and you're just a really good entertainer and you're rapping, it's a little bit different. Like Beyonce has songs where she raps.
Yeah.
And when she does it, it's dope.
Yeah.
None of us think Beyonce is a rapper.
Yeah.
She's a dope entertainer, a dope singer, but we know she's not a rapper.
Yeah.
So we asked Beyonce to put out a rap album. So we're like, no, nigga.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of the same thing with Cardi. Like Cardi gave us dope albums, but eventually that genre, that style of music isn't going to last. Yeah, it's going to evolve. We're going to move past that. We're going to want something more. And that's kind of where, you know what I mean? You're starting to get a bridge. Like, Lotto actually raps, but she fine as hell, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so you get.
Who listens to Lotto's music? Like, who's her target audience? I mean, I know it's not us. But you know how you can see other artists and you know people that listen to them?
I feel like it's a group. It's a demographic. So the same people that
like listen. Like, a little younger?
Yeah, and I feel like the same people
18, listen 21?
Yeah, well, not even that young. I think the same people who listen to Meg or listen to Lotto.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Okay.
I think Meg's been around longer. I think it's the same. I mean, the demographics the same.
Okay.
For sure. So Meg, Lotto, what's the name?
Who's in the cash though?
50-year-olds.
Okay. She's pretty.
She is. For her age.
How old is she?
She's like 40 something.
Is she for real? They never say her age. That's
they
the
say, like, yeah, she's been 20. Well, she's been 28 for like 10 years. But that woman's not 28.
She's pretty though.
She is. Oh, she's fine as hell. But yeah, nah. So I think he was dope, man. But as far as Cardi goes, I think she just at this point she's comfortable. I don't think she's even interested in making music, to be honest. And I think that's why the album keeps getting pushed back. Because you're talking about it's been what, 3 years, 4 years now?
Yeah.
Since it's been pushed back. I mean, you had the COVID excuse in the beginning. Because a lot of people want to tour their albums and during COVID. We couldn't do that. But now that we're come out of that, people are touring, people are outside and coughing on each other and shit. Yeah. Can't got that excuse. So I think that, you know, for Cardi, she's just not interested in making an album.
I think she is. I think she's scared to put it out. I think that's my take on it. I think because.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's been so much talk from her and snippets of her in the studio. Like, yeah, I wait till I drop this, wait till I do that. But I think it's one of those things where it's already a sophomore curse when it comes to artists as well to make sure that your second album is as good as the first one. Mm-hmm. And I think going back to what you stated earlier, it's the fact that music has evolved. Mm-hmm. So what she gave us in like, it was 2017 when she first came out. I don't think she can put out that same quality and it'll be received because of how the industry's changed some. I mean, 2017 is 2025 now.
Well, I think that's why it's really important to constantly put out music. Is it like anything else, right? Like reps.
She's been doing good with her features.
Yeah, features are dope. But it's easy to, you know, give niggas a 16 and get out of the way, right?
Because all of her singles, none of her singles that she dropped is like
exactly.
It's charted.
Yeah, and I think that's also been a problem.
Yeah,
and I think that for Cardi early, Cardi had a sound.
Yeah,
and Cardi had an audience, a core audience. It was almost like she was almost carrying the torch for like the Pretty Hood chicks.
Okay.
Right, the ones that I don't give a fuck about, I'm getting this money.
Yeah.
Right, like, you know what I mean? The Trinas, right? The Lil Kims, the ones like, nah, I'm getting money. I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm hitting this corner like a real woman. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
stand
on
it.
Like, them types that didn't care what you thought, right? And I feel like, you know, when we look at people like Meg, they've kind of carried that torch on. And I think that Meg, like, so I think to your point, Cardi maybe have some fear because now the people who have picked that up and carried it can rap. It's like Meg can rap her ass off.
She can Meg perform her ass off.
Yeah, like you see what I'm saying? So now she's this, you know what I mean? Like it's this enigma. Like, yeah, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I can rap. I can perform. I'm checking all the boxes. You ask me to freestyle at a radio station, cool, cut that shit off.
Yeah.
Cardi's not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she's scared of. I think that's part of it. I mean, a lot of these radio stations, they put artists on the spot.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you can tell them, I'm not doing that shit, they ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's a thing, right? I mean, shit, you go to Breakfast Club, Charlamagne ain't going to care. He don't do it anyway.
Yeah.
And turn that beat on. Yeah. Make them rap. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think that's the thing with Cardi, man. I do feel like she's comfortable. I do feel like she's just not. I think she's not interested. I think there is some fear there as well. But yeah, nah, I think it's a mix of all those things, man. But shout out to Cardi, you know.
Yeah, still. Shout out to Cardi, you know. All the good, all the bops, all the commentary that she has brought us.
Cardi, Cardi the podcast.
I can't deal with her voice for too long.
We listen to fucking Young Miami?
No, the fuck I don't.
All right. You're right.
30-minute cap. Mm-hmm. 30-minute cap.
Can we also talk about, speaking of the Grammys?
Okay.
And this is with all due respect and love, because please, y'all, don't attack me for this.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Do we really believe that Beyonce is a surprise?
I do.
You do? Tell me why.
Because just with everything that I feel she's endured, mm-hmm, with this album and with them, I wholeheartedly feel like she was surprised.
I think, I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, Beyonce was not surprised.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. First and foremost, we watched Beyonce come walking in, mm-hmm, right? We saw when she came in.
Yeah.
When she come walking in, right before the award got, uh-huh, right? Beyonce, she hasn't been anything in her career, especially after she ascended to superstardom. She's been very intentional.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't waste time. She doesn't, yeah, show up at award shows. She's not winning.
Yeah.
She's not showing up at award shows. She's not performing at. She's nowhere she doesn't need, yeah, to be.
I mean, well, you can't say that, because she showed up to the last one she won.
Jay-Z had something going on.
I mean, she'll always win something,
but
she didn't win what she expected.
But that's my thing, though. But Jay-Z also was getting an award.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it look for Jay-Z to be winning an award, yeah, and she's not there?
Yeah.
Right. So, of course, she's going to be there. Like, you're getting this new award they just created.
Yeah.
The Black Grammy, which I thought was crazy, but you know what I mean? But you got a Dr. Dre award is being given to Jay-Z. Beyonce,
yeah,
not being there is going to create more of a stir to
anything. Yeah.
Right. So, of course, she's there. Because a lot, yeah, of people say that when I brought her. Well, she was there last year. She didn't win nothing.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't win nothing major. That, yeah, we, you know, whatever. But and Jay-Z also that basically gave a speech,
mm-hmm,
that was essentially dedicated to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Talking about how, you know, she's been getting robbed for years, yeah, and years and years and years. And shout out to the Grammys. I feel like this year they really got it right.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of artists that won were dope. Performances was dope. The highlights of certain things were really, really dope.
Yeah.
So shout out to them for that, because the Grammys been fucking up for years.
Yeah.
Right. But also, so that's one. I'm looking at when she came walking in.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the award got presented, Beyonce just happened to show up. She hasn't, mm-hmm, been there all night. And now she comes in. This isn't early in the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is toward the tail end, right? Did you get
like middle? Cool.
Yeah, but even still, right? I mean, you got stars there. Taylor Swift there.
Yeah,
like, you people are there already.
Yeah.
Now Beyonce is Beyonce, but the fact remains that for you to come walking in when you did,
yeah,
it's telling me something, right? Now, I didn't put two and two together yet, because I didn't know the run of show.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that award was coming.
Yeah.
That's first. Secondly, it goes back to the other point of Beyonce doesn't show up to anything that she's not going to win.
Yeah.
And I support that. Like, if, mm-hmm, I'm an artist, once I hit a certain level, I'm not showing up. That's the kill to BET Awards, to be, yeah, real with you. Like, artists stop showing up. Like, yeah, I'm not going to win. If I'm not performing, why am I coming? For,
yeah,
what? I'm not doing that shit. Like, for, you know what I mean? So I think that was the other reason. Now, I think that when she found out,
mm-hmm,
prior to the awards, I think she was absolutely surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at Beyonce's face when she did that shit, I bust out laughing.
Yeah.
Because Beyonce is a troll.
Yeah.
Not in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
But Beyonce hears the chatter. She sees the shit.
Yeah.
The look that she made, I bust out laughing.
Yeah.
Also, I looked at the rest of the table. Nobody, mm-hmm, else at that table was shocked. Like, nobody else said
you should go back and watch it again.
I did.
Because watch.
I did.
Okay,
I
looked, well, I'll let you finish.
I looked at Jay. I looked at Jay. I looked at Blue.
That was me.
I looked at Jay. I looked at Blue.
Doom.
I'm sorry. I looked at Jay. I looked at Blue. I didn't see surprise in their face. Mm-hmm. I saw them excited for her.
Yeah.
But I didn't see like a, oh, shit. Like, for her to be like, oh, shit, I would expect, mm-hmm, everybody, the fuck? Like, I would think that would be the case, right? Like, when you look at other artists, like when Dolce won, like, everybody next to her genuinely was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't see that. And this isn't a negative thing, right? I think people, oh, no, she did. She was fine. Yeah. She was, and it's okay.
Yeah.
As a superstar at Beyonce's caliber, she shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Right? So, it's one, it's unfortunate that she would even, you know, that. But the other part about it, too, is I do not believe that Beyonce is showing up to an award show that she does not know what she's winning and when she's winning it. If you look at the people who performed, every last one of the performers won some shit. Look at it. Nobody, nobody got on that stage and didn't win shit. When you got to the
I think it was the first time they done that, though.
Nah, it's been a thing.
Nah, because there have been years where they were saying, like, when Nicki Minaj didn't win, like, she performed. Yeah, when Travis Scott performed, he didn't win. It's a lot of performers that are performing and still don't win.
It's been those, but though when they did that, those before they were at a certain point. When that's how you've seen Travis at an award show since then.
Yeah.
Right? Nicki's hasn't been at these awards. And the ones that she's at is the one she's winning. So, yeah, I do think when you're on that kind of middle ground of artists, yes, you're showing up because you're invited to the Grammy. I'm coming. You know what I mean? But once you hit that peak, once, you know, Nicki hit that point, once Travis Scott hit that point, before all the people died at his concert, like, once you hit a certain point, like, you're not.
I forgot all about them.
Like, yeah, like, sorry, it's just, y'all. Yeah, it's just, rest in peace. But yeah, no, it's a thing. And like I said, it's not a knock to them. It's not a point of me, you know, talking down on Beyonce. Yeah. I would, could, and should never.
Yeah.
But I do honestly feel like she wasn't surprised she knew. And it's dope that she knew. She should have known.
I respectfully disagree. Just because a couple of things. For one, this album was the most Grammy nominated album in history. She had to be there. It was the most. I mean, but looking at it from that stance, this is the most Grammy nominated album in the history of the Grammys. Had 11 nominations. She was gonna be there. Regardless of that, I don't think she performed at the Grammys since she was pregnant. And they had her ass laying in a chair, sitting in a chair. But since she's put out those good bodies of work. The thing has been like, is she gonna get album of the year? Is she gonna get album of the year? So I feel like she I'm answering that just saying she was going to be there regardless. I think, and I've looked at the video from different angles. I just honestly think it was pure shock just because of everything she went through with that damn album. On top of that, she was and the reason she was late, and Jay-Z apparently, I was trying to read up on it last night. Jay-Z talks about this in some court files or something. She was receiving death threats about the Grammys, which is the reason why they had her late to the Grammys, which is also the reason why, if you look at videos, there's a video of her publicist hitting Julius and like no, have cover her 24 hours. I just feel like it was just pure shock with that.
Yeah, and I hear those things, but all of those things, so I put it this way.
And then also what I would use to support that was, with the we've all agreed that the Grammys have gotten it right this year, but I listened to videos from people actually in the Recording Academy, and the guy said that the theme for this year was innovation, and they wanted to. Of course, it's always been like, oh well, she does whatever, and some of the people in the Recording Academy actually came out and said, we're not giving her stuff because she always basically does everything good,
right? Yeah,
but with this year, it was just like, and you could not deny. And I think, what the hell she did.
And I think that goes back to the point of, yeah, she was winning.
Yeah.
And it's not that she was winning because they're giving her an award. Yeah. But she deserved the award.
Yeah.
But I also believe that Beyonce did not know that she was not, if she didn't know she was winning an award, she's not showing up. Don't have any,
I still disagree with that.
She's been, because I can't think of the last time.
Renaissance, she didn't win.
Was she there?
Yeah, she was there.
Was she there Renaissance? She was there.
Yeah. And she did not win.
And well, what was it nominated for?
Shit, a whole lot, but she didn't win album. That was the big thing. It's always
won,
been.
And who won album of the year?
Harry Styles. She was there. The year before that for Lemonade, she did not win. She did not perform. She was right there, and that's when Adele got up there and said, I thought that Beyonce was going to win. And she was really right there. She didn't perform there either. I think the last time she performed, whenever the hell, I think it's when she was pregnant with the twins.
And I'll give you those, which still leads to my point of her ass ain't coming.
But she's like, still in there though.
Yeah, she was there but for now, dope.
I think for the Grammys, she ain't going to the BET Awards shit like
no,
that.
No, yeah. But
the Grammys, year she's put out an album, she's been at the Grammys.
And I feel like, honestly, just looking, and this is the same thing, like, I know you said, and I'm watching these podcasts, like I'm watching like Tank's podcast and all these, and they're saying the same shit. Like, yeah, nah, they're not showing up.
Yeah.
Like, and you've seen, like, that's what killed BET. If you look at now, the run has been, you know, they're not showing up if they don't know.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these artists know. Like, hell, when Joe Budden, hell, Parks is one of the people that vote for it. Mm. And he'll tell you, no, she was winning that shit. Yeah. Like he said, no, she was winning.
Gotcha.
Like, we know she's winning it. Like, that is what it
gotcha.
Is. And
again, okay.
The thing about it is, and this is also the reverse, and this is the part to me, especially when it comes to Beyonce, that speaks to the power of Beyonce.
Yeah.
Which is, she is going to make sure that y'all don't get to play in her face. Like, it's the truth. It should be that way.
I just disagree with that because they played in her face for all these. They played in her face the last 4 years at the Grammys.
Well, and the thing about it is, this is the year. You think about it, having a new head of the show or whatever shit it okay. was. Like, the black dude that came up that did the speech about the weekend and all okay. that shit. Like, if you look at it, it was all of this, the entire show
mm-hmm.
was almost a... We got to get this shit right.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And when you got the head of the Grammys coming and giving a speech about how the weekend was upset about shit, and then, we got him here now, right? So it's basically the entire show was a redemption show of, we got to get this shit right. Beyonce has got to win. Dolce has got to win.
Got
like,
you.
These people, and it's not that they're giving it to them. Mm. It's that in the past.
I see what you're saying. You're just saying
won.
Because
in
of
the
that.
Past, Macklemore won. In the past, these people beat out these different artists and albums that, they should have won that. And so, for example, with LeBron, right?
Yeah.
LeBron James could actually win MVP every single year. And what they started, they gave it a term, started calling it voters fatigue. Well, we're not going to vote for LeBron.
Yeah.
Because LeBron keeps winning. We're tired of voting for. But no, if he's the damn MVP, he should keep getting it until somebody beats it out. I think it's the same concept with Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
Like, no, like, I think I got to the point where she just kept winning shit.
Yeah.
People got tired of it. And now we're not voting for it anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
And the only thing with that was with. Of course, she was still winning, but I think there's been just a lot of conversation around what. And with Album of the Year being something that, from all the albums, I felt like Renaissance didn't deserve Album of the Year. I've always said that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Lemonade deserved it. You could argue self-titled because everybody changed, the whole streaming industry changed because of the self-titled drop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. You can do that. But the significance was like, no, a black woman hasn't won Album of the Year, 25 years?
Yeah. That's the big point. And going back, Adele winning wasn't a snub on Beyonce. Adele had a girl, had a dope album as well. Right. We love Beyonce, but Adele's.
I was torn.
Adele's.
I actually did enjoy the album. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. And
Harry Styles, I can't say
that. Yeah, I can't. And to be real with you, I don't know what album sound like.
Yeah,
but
me neither.
That sounds like.
Adele, yeah. I was but like, this is
you
tough.
You see what I'm saying?
This
and that's
is tough.
Where, and, it's, it, and as long as you can say it was tough,
mm-hmm.
she could have won.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
We can't, because yeah, we can, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not one of people that, oh, she need to win this, which one. Nah, like I told you, the Renaissance shit, I was like, I don't know why the hell y'all think this shit can win Album of the Year.
Yeah, you're saying? Because I.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Cause y'all want to pat y'all feet and twist your hips.
Yeah, that's it. Cause when I heard Renaissance, I said, okay, it's cool. I didn't think it was
I was
bad.
Like nothing about it was Album of the Year though.
Yeah, I think it was bad. Yeah, yeah. And then I had to look at what other art. That's why I asked who won.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is nominated? Cause those things are important.
Yeah.
As well. So yeah, so I think that, you know, and again, it's all my opinion. But just looking at it, looking at Beyonce, it didn't come across to me as her being shocked. And it's not a negative
mm-hmm.
at all. It's a, yeah, I'm gonna make this face. I'm, you know, I'm, oh,
yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah, of course I won. Y'all saw fucking play on me. That's what I look at it as. Like, oh shit, I won. Yeah,
bitch.
Nigga. Like, that's how I look at it, right? So, like, when I said, people like, no, she won. She won. But she's like, nah, y'all saw playing on me.
Stop
like, that's that, like, that, that's the vibe I got.
Did you see the AI video?
Uh-uh.
I gotta find it. It's an AI video of saying the speech that she should have said. And she said, y'all been fucking playing with me for all these damn years.
Yo, them shit, I know what you're talking about. I didn't seen that one, but I saw, I posted one, man, with Joe Biden. He was like, man, all y'all suck my dick.
Yeah.
But yo, shout out to B for getting that shit, man.
Shout out to that. That was huge. Shout out to Linda Martell as well, who was the, I did my research on her. That's what she dedicated Album of the Year to. She speaks about on the album, and she's credited for some of the stuff on the album as well. But she was a one of the first black country artists, and her story is really disheartening. It's like, she was doing good with country, then when people found out that she was black, they stopped booking her.
Yeah,
because of that, they stopped booking her. They would replace, basically, if she was playing like the banjo or doing whatever, they would replace it with white people, to the point where she got so discouraged she just stopped making music. Became a bus driver. And she's still living to this day, but her family released a video I watched yesterday, and they were just so appreciative of just sharing her story and sharing light on like what their grandmas did. And I think shit like that's dope, because like the lady's still living. Mm-hmm. And to see, you know, to have an album dedicated to you, but then from that, because her family said that all of her, after Cowboy Carter came out, that all of her music was streamed up like it's like 175% of people just really, you know, just really, I don't want to say digging into it. No, that is it. Digging into history. Just digging into Black history and, you know, learning from some artists that we have not been as familiar with in the past. So, shouts out to that. Shouts out to the Grammys. Everything was cool. This is a good pivot because we were talking earlier about Beyonce. I survived the Hunger Games.
You did?
The Hunger Games of securing Cowboy Carter tickets. Now, boys and girls, everybody, let's sit down, gather around, and grab your iPad, your sticky notes, your notepad, whatever you need to take notes. This is how you successfully secure any concert tickets, from what I've learned.
Talk about
it. Pre-sales are your best friend. Pre-sales are your best friend because you do not want to be fighting with the general public, because it's a little harder to tussle when you have everybody out there. Look at what pre-sales are going to be available. Me, for myself, I am a Verizon pre-sale junkie. Verizon has always came through in the clutch for me. If not Verizon, I've been a Citi on credit card pre-sale junkie. Citi always comes through. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it won't be a little crowded, but your chances of getting what you want is going to be a little quicker. So, boys and girls, what you're going to do, you're going to go ahead and get on Ticketmaster. If pre-sale is available at 12, I suggest you get to Ticketmaster at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your laptop. Do whatever you want to do. Set your phone to take auto lock off of your phone or your computer so that it doesn't lock you out.
What's auto lock?
Say it again.
Auto lock.
Auto lock. You know how when your phone's idle. Yeah, when it goes to sleep.
You just make sure it stays.
Yeah, I know. There we go. Because let's cut all that off. Yeah. You're going to cut it off. You're going to sit there. You're going to wait. It's been rumored that the earlier you get on, the better your chances are. I don't really know, but it's worked for me. If pre-sale starts at 12 by 11:30, that's when you really want to make sure. Go ahead, hit your mouse pad, do whatever, keep your stuff rolling. 12 o'clock, right before 12 o'clock hits, there's going to some kind of verification thing. These are the things that you want to do fast. Time that thing pops up to do whatever, you want to go ahead and click. It's like join the waiting room. That's what mm-hmm. it says. Go ahead, click join the waiting room as fast as you can, because that's what's going to guarantee your space in line. Mm-hmm. I think it sends your phone the code to verify whatever when you join the waiting room. Go ahead and do that as fast as you can. After do that, you get into the queue. After in the queue, it lets you know what spot you were in. For Cowboy Carter, I attempted to get tickets. I didn't even attempt. I just went on with the first pre-sale just to kind of see what shit was looking like. Do your research online too. I got on Twitter, Thread, saw people paying for tickets. I was like, all right, bet. I paid $220 for Renaissance seats last concert. I was in section 118, row 25.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
220.
Yeah.
Good seats. You get to see. You see
how many? 220.
Two. 220 a piece.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, 220 a piece for those tickets. This time around, I got in first pre-sale, saw what tickets was like, did my research on Twitter and Threads. There are still tickets in that price range. When you get on the Ticketmaster, once I tell you your spot in line, my spot, I was like number 6,000 or something in line. I probably had to wait all of 10 minutes. Once you get in, this is when the Hunger Games begin. If you're doing whatever pre-sale, you'll click it. It's going to have you typing your code. Go to filter. When you get to filter, you're going to put your price point. This is the cheat code. I put in 150 to 300. I wasn't spending on damn 300 anyway. I just put that to narrow down. Once you hit that and you hit filter, it then shows you tickets in that price range and hit top seats. Just stroll until you see the seats that you want. Boom. I found tickets. I'm mad. I found box seats. And no, club seat section 108 for fucking 220. But them shits was going. Time I tried to get it, it was like tickets not available. I was mad as hell. But I'm on the other side. We're like in section 120. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I found tickets for, they were 240. So they were just $20 cheap, $20 more than the last concert. 240. Bing, bang, boom. I'm all checked out.
So let me ask you a few questions here. Mm-hmm. Is Ticketmaster the only place you can get tickets from?
Ticketmaster is not the only place you can get tickets from. Me personally, I just felt like initially, that's where you're going to find your cheapest tickets. Mm. Initially, that's where you're going to find your cheapest tickets. And it was, but it was even weird as fuck, because when I was looking on Ticketmaster, I'm looking at my seats and I'm clicking the section, the same row next to me. They're like $500. Mm. So Ticketmaster got some flugazi shit going on, if we could keep it a buck. Because there's no reason I'm paying $220 in the same seats that I get are going for $700. And this is all during presale. So there's not even everybody reselling unless there's somebody that got them during another presale. And I don't know the ins and outs of that.
Right.
Jamal is really good for it. When Jamal, Ali, when they go to any concert, Jamal gets tickets the week of. Mm-hmm. My aunt got tickets to the Renaissance concert the day of in D.C. Mm-hmm. Because what you got to realize is a lot of people trying to sell them high mm-hmm. tickets that they upcharge. The day of, they're just trying to get whatever.
Yep.
So tickets are going to be dramatically going down. I'm not seeing that with Ticketmaster, but people that use Vivid Seats and SeatGeek have been saying that that's mm-hmm. the way they went.
Yeah. So, and that's why I asked. Because so for me, when I looked, I always chuckle. Because number one, I'm not going out to get Beyonce tickets at all.
Yeah.
Like, if that's happening, that's P going to do it and then just send me an invoice. But what made me laugh was watching, because it's very similar when I watch people, like when it was Copping J's online, right?
Yeah.
It had to go through the whole process. Like, and I've never not gotten J's. And I think I did with Yeezy's once. So okay. Zebra joints, I did that before, right? And I asked about multiple ticket outlets because that's what I would do. Like, I would be on Finish Line. I'd be on Foot Action. I'd be on Foot Locker. I'd
yeah.
be on Hibbit. I'd be on every place I knew.
That's how Ebony is.
And I would just
I let Ebony do all that.
Yeah, I just wait. And as soon as I saw, and I never, and I'm talking like the shoes I've been able to get, you know what I mean? It's been, you know.
Good shoes.
Yeah, good shoes. Good shoe. But now, for real, like, so Space Jam 11s got online. Cool Gray 11s got online. The Columbias, which they just came out with again like a month ago, right?
Yeah.
Got them online. Did not get up. Did not go to the store. I just had that shit lined up. So I just asked, because with these online purchasing, and because it's a little different, the battle was different, because you deal with bots with sneakers.
Oh, okay.
Like, people have bots that literally are just going through these websites and copying. Yeah. They'll buy a button. That's why you see the people who have 10 pairs of a yeah. shoe say, y'all got them for sale. That's how they're doing
got
it. Because
you.
The bot is purchasing their shoes.
That's
and
wild.
Then they're getting them sent to them, then they're selling them. Cool, I got them.
That's crazy.
What I'm gonna do, right? So that, but that's how, so that's what they are battling. I know what these concert tickets, it's not really the same. Like, you're not seeing too many bots. These are actual people.
Apparently, there's a lot of bots.
I'm about to say, probably.
Ticketmaster has a new bot detection thing.
Yeah, and I say, yeah, so you always gonna have some, but it's not a whole. It's not, I haven't seen as much, because, again, like I said, the bot detection shit and all that, mm-hmm. it's kind of kicked that out. And that really came from sneaker culture. Like, they started that bullshit. Because in the past, you get tickets, like you say, you got Renaissance tickets, and it wasn't. Was it bad? I don't know.
Say it again.
Was Renaissance tickets as bad as this to get?
Hell no.
Okay, so, all right.
This
so,
shit,
so,
but. It's only 18 cities this time. 18 yeah. shows this time.
You think she's going to add shows?
The added number is 22. That's what the adds. Yeah.
So she'll add 4 more dates?
Nah, like that. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, that was it.
Okay.
But okay. I only asked, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a big Beyonce yeah. concert girl.
I think the last concert was like 50 something.
Yeah.
Dates. This time we got 18.
Yeah, I talked to Unc said they ain't doing that shit no more. Unc said, because, you know, Unc was at every show.
Yeah. Unc was tired. Yeah, then they said, all right, cool.
He said blue seat started. I'm not saying hot seats, but blue gray started slipping, because she was out there twirling around all summer and she ain't been doing her summer reading.
They added 4 more shows. Yeah. They said, that's it.
That's it. That's it. Y'all had blue at the.
And honestly, I think it's about like she's getting older.
Yeah, for sure.
There's been rumor that the show is supposed to be more like a rodeo mm-hmm. type ordeal, which makes sense, because the dates aren't even like, the cities are like probably a day in between. You'll get like 2 days back to back. Then it's every day there's like 2 days back to back break, then another one. And then it's like one show, one city's in 1 week. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Last time it was like, you in Atlanta today, you in Charlotte. Nah, it's like, boom, here you go. We start in April. And it's sprinkle a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Time to go rest and lay down.
Yeah, I see.
Sprinkle a little bit.
And if it's a rodeo, I don't know if people have been to rodeos, but they're big productions.
And so
if it's that themed, then I can definitely.
And with
see
it only being 22 shows
yeah.
for the whole thing, I'm like, yeah, it's
part
some
of the
shit going
it's part
on.
Of the production of that, and it's expensive. Like,
yeah.
So you're talking about live animals and shit. Like, mm-hmm. nah, that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive. So yeah, I can see it, man. Shout out to B, man. Also Kendrick,
hey,
clean slate at the Grammys, man. Ran through it. So with that, we'll shift from the Grammys to Kendrick at the Super Bowl, huh?
Hey,
hey, they are not like us. I ain't gonna lie. I've seen like the little trend where they have like them and Kendrick's, and I can't remember what he said, but he's like, I'm sliding, I'm something. And like, but the little dance he doing before Not Like Us came on the Super Bowl was fly as hell. I thought that shit was cool.
Some of the little, the little shuffle, they call it the Kendrick shuffle.
Yeah, you know, I don't dance either. Yeah, so they call it the Kendrick shuffle. Like, that's my kind of shit. That's how I dance. Like, Kendrick dance like me. Yeah, nigga,
stay up.
So, getting to the Super Bowl halftime all right, show. Let's go ahead and talk to me about it. How you feel? I have opinions on it, but I want to hear yours.
This was my opinion on it. My honest opinion. When I first saw it, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
I think where I was, for one, the music wasn't loud enough. When I watch performances, I make sure I got you at my house. We got the sound bar on. I need it all. I need to feel like I'm in a place. So I was like, is the music not loud enough? Then I was just like, I said, this is mid. Like, what the fuck is this? It was a lot going on. Once I rewatched it, I think midway through, actually during the Super Bowl, when you see the Samuel L. Jackson, and then you actually let me stop drinking for a minute and let me actually listen to what's going on. I'm like, oh, hold on. This is like a production type thing. I'm thinking that, you know, it's boom, balls to the wall. You get up out there, and get people what they want.
Right.
So I was just like, once I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Enjoyed it. Once I rewatched it and I understood everything, I'm like, this makes a whole lot more sense now. Because initially, I was just like, I was like, mid, up into the midway point. I was like, this is a mid. Like, it's cool. But because, like, the set list, like, the songs and this, that, and the other. But once I saw everything, and I honestly, once I rewatched everything, I was like, you know what? This was dope as hell. I went into it thinking, Kendrick's gonna do some Kendrick shit. That's like, I mean, he's just a deep artist. Like, he's always been like that. So I wasn't expecting just a concert. I was expecting a performance that you were going to have to dissect. Each one of his music videos is the same as that way. If you watch the, I didn't watch Not Like Us, the Squabble Up music video, you got to watch about 30 times to really catch everything in the video. So I went into the Super Bowl with that same mindset. I enjoyed it. SZA's mic was not on. She could take some lip syncing on voices.
Let me tell you something. SZA Mike didn't have to be on. SZA can sit around in them red pants and do whatever the fuck you want to. Ain't gonna be no SZA slander.
She looked amazing. But a mic. Somebody was like, "Oh, she was out there singing her heart out." Yeah, she sure was.
And that's fine. That's fine.
She sure was.
I don't care what she's doing. It's SZA.
But all in all, I enjoyed it. I like TV Off. That's all. Since the new album came out, that's one of my favorite songs. Also, they stated that his latest album or LP, whatever it is, that's actually under his name Independent, which is why he did it, which makes sense because the Super Bowl is going to get you know, a whole bunch of, I don't want to say popularity, but it's gonna bring awareness to songs that people may not always listen to. So right. I thought that was a smart move because now all of the streams have been up on that. Humble has went double diamond after the Super Bowl as well. So I felt like it was job well done.
So for me, I think, and this is coming from somebody who's been listening to Kendrick since Section 8.
Yeah.
Right. So, and it was funny for me to watch because I knew, and I told P this, like, I knew exactly how the Super Bowl was going to go. I knew what Kendrick was going to do. Now I will say that when the original set list leaked, I said, people ain't going to like this shit.
Yeah.
Because of what the Super Bowl halftime shows have historically been.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say is I saluted Kendrick in the sense of making this halftime show your own and doing it the way you wanted to do it, despite what people probably were asking you to do or what people have done in the past.
Yeah.
Now, when I rank a Super Bowl halftime show, it's mid to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I'm talking Super Bowl halftime shows. Because the halftime shows have been strictly that. There have been shows, they've been for entertainment, they've been that. Like, and I get it, but I think the thing with Kendrick is Kendrick did a Kendrick concert at a Super Bowl halftime
show.
And those are two separate things. And I think that, because I remember I was talking to PNP, she's like, you know what? She said, honestly, I just realized I'm not like a real big Kendrick fan. I say you're not, and that's cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people are. A lot of people only know Kendrick from the Drake beef. A lot of folks, right? And that's cool as well. Because it's a big moment, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot. I saw somebody tweet. They said, well, what people don't realize is a lot of us didn't like Drake before this.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just kind of something. I said, yeah, that's fine as well. For me, I feel like as a whole, when we talk about memorable performances in the Super Bowl and the names that are associated with it, we're looking at the Michael Jacksons. We're looking at the Whitneys. We're looking at Prince doing Purple Rain and Start Fucking Raining.
Yeah.
We're looking at even Beyonce in New Orleans the last time Lights was there. Out. Lights Turn. You know what I mean? Like, these are the things that we really remember. And I felt like Kendrick and me being someone who enjoys and likes Kendrick, being a fan of Kendrick, I felt like while I appreciated his performance in the moment, like I knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
I also felt like he missed the boat to add to, because I felt like there could have been an opportunity.
I feel like he could have turned it up some more still.
And that was my thing.
With the same message he was going, he still has other songs.
And that was always my
that
thing.
That could have.
And that's the thing. Like, you had songs that you could have did that could have went and still got into, not like, still got into TV Off.
Yeah.
Still got into all those. You could have did Humble. Like, there's so many different things you could have did.
But I think he didn't. No, he did Humble. What he didn't
well,
do,
no, I know
we're going to be all right because of the songs. A lot of people were saying the songs he did the last time he should have did. I'm like, I kind of got not wanting to do him again.
Yeah, like, I mean, hell, he could have did Backseat Freestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he could have did dumb shit. Like, you know, if he did Backseat, I'm thinking, if you, and looking at it, I'm trying to see if I can find this shit. So, you got a Super Bowl performance show, and this shit dropped. And he's doing shit like this, right? Like, I think that's been historically what Super Bowl halftime performances were.
Yeah.
So, for me, I just hated that because of the set list and not the artist, that over time this particular show can get written off, or this particular show people say, oh, well, they only liked it because of the Drake shit. And that's not
true. I don't think that, though.
But no, but I'm saying, like, there's a segment of, I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm saying there's a segment of people who are operating as in, yeah, but you talked about not like us three different times, you know, before you even, you know, so it's like you're highlighting this, you know what I mean? The whole Serena factor, all the things.
Yeah.
Like those, because no matter what people say, like, yes, that Serena being there absolutely had something, Drake had something to do with it as well. It did. Like, I know the whole thing about the crip walk at the Olympics and Wimbledon and all that. Yes, that's also a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you best believe, like, after Drake hopped out there, and I tweeted, I said, Drake had to call that lady husband a groupie.
Yeah.
He had to say that shit. He did. You know, they say it was out of blue. I don't know personally what they got going on. There's another song that Drake has, and they're showing a lyric that he was actually talking about Serena there, where they saw each other at a party and whatever, whatever. So what they got personally going on, I don't know. And one of the things I've always enjoyed about Drake is that Drake is a very personal artist. That's why I don't like a lot of Drake's new shit.
Yeah.
Because he got away from the introspective shit that we enjoy, like on So Far Gone and Thank Me Later.
Yeah.
And especially on Take Care. Like, that's the shit that we fell in love with Drake. Because he was talking about shit that we could relate to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We say that he had a party, he's standing with his ex, he sees his ex-girl standing with his next girl, standing to the girl he's fucking right now.
Yeah.
Any nigga who had some shit going on, have been at a party in college, and that happened. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'm in him, like, my ex over there, the bitch I'm fucking with over here, and the bitch I'm keeping secret from everybody over here. And I'm trying to maneuver through, you know, maneuver through. So, but for me, like I said, I will say, if I had a rating on a scale of 1 to 10, I gave it a 7 out of 10 from someone I consider to be a 10 out of 10 artist.
Yeah.
And that was my only knock on it, was that I felt, I understand the messaging and all that kind of shit. Like, I knew what he was doing. I get it. Very Kendrick, all those things. I just don't know if that was the place for it.
Yeah.
That was my only thing. Like, I just didn't know the Super Bowl was real. Because the Super Bowl, again,
yeah,
this is where you go to put your shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this one, you get, like, Usher last year. Like, no, I'm getting my shit off. We skating around.
But do you know a lot of people didn't like Usher performance last year?
Some day, of course. No, everybody's not gonna like your shit. Like, it's gonna, people don't like me. That's, people don't like Beyonce. It's gonna be people who don't like your shit. But coming from somebody, again, who's been,
I enjoyed it.
Right.
I play it to this day.
But also
weekly.
But also, you've been listening to Usher for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people who with Kendrick shit was that it's either A, people who are newer to Kendrick, who don't know, you know, all of Kendrick's slaps and don't know the way Kendrick could have really came out.
Yeah.
And what he could have gave us. I felt like, when I saw Kendrick was doing the Super Bowl, I said, you know what? If Kendrick does this shit the right way, combined with Not Like Us, which just from a numbers and awarded standpoint, Not Like Us has become probably one of the greatest disses of all time.
Yeah.
Now, for someone who listens to rap, I don't know if it's as strong as an Ether. It's because of what the niggas was saying.
I think it's just the fact that it's a diss and it's a bop.
Yeah, and I think that's so you can that's have the fun key. With and it's funny because
a lot of people don't. A lot of people are like, "Fuck the diss." Right. I really like the song.
Right, and I remember, and it was funny. I was talking with my cousins about it, and I was like, "One of the things that people are missing in this that made Not Like Us genius on Kendrick's behalf is, and this is honestly a Tupac play. Tupac did it with Hit 'Em Up, where he made a bop that's a diss. Like niggas is rapping that shit. You know what I mean? But Drake did it to Meek. Back to back.
I remember that. Yeah.
Where you got niggas in the club, they're playing your
shut up all these balls, bitches. What for
nigga? Yeah, is that a girl toy? Is a world tour, your girl's tour, like all that shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about my boss bitches, white, the same thing. Yeah. That line is literally Kendrick's A minor.
Yeah.
Like Kendrick literally, and I think that's where when people start dissecting shit, like that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what he, you know what I mean? All the others, oh, well, no, because this means this. And when he was standing in the middle of the flag, I mean, yo, that's all conjecture. I'm not going to say it's not true. It is true because art, because music is art.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to interpret it however you want to interpret it. Right? Yeah. So you can see something and you can look at it one way, I view it another. Neither one was wrong. But I think for me, the one thing that I did not like was I felt like Kendrick left a lot of shit on the table.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl. And I felt like he could have made that shit something completely different. I don't follow the whole shit about them saying they were pumping crowd noise. And I don't, you know, play into the whole shit about them saying that they, you know, they were playing the crowd, like the sound of the crowd playing A minor.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't the crowd saying that. That was them playing the sound effect of it. Like, I don't know. Now, the NFL's a business.
Yeah.
Do I think it's a possibility? Sure. Does it really matter?
No.
It doesn't.
It's done.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. Like, because at the end of the day, it still has happened. They did it at the fucking Grammys. So, you know what I mean? So whether or not, like, people acting like that line itself is insignificant enough to where if they do or don't do it, that diminishes. No, that's still a hell of a fucking line. Like, that's still of a bar. Like, what he did was dope with that, man. So, yeah. For me, Kendrick's Super Bowl gets 7 out of 10. Super, super dope performance. Knew what he was doing, all that good shit. But, like, I really, and I ain't going to front. The whole thing about with the girls, like, you gonna do it? Like, that shit, I thought that shit was funny as hell. Like, and honestly, I was like, he not gonna do it. I was like, he not finna do the song. Like, he's gonna play into it.
Yeah.
But he ain't gonna do it. He gonna walk away from it.
Man, that nigga went and laced them sneakers.
Man.
And them bell bottoms. And his flare legs.
Mm-hmm.
And got the shuffling.
Say Drake.
How did you feel about the pants? I personally enjoyed them.
How I feel about the pants?
I mean, I enjoyed them.
You know me.
I feel like they ain't no different. I mean, I got on stack pants right now, but I feel like stack flare leg pants, like all of that stuff, like it's all in the same family.
I feel like we've all seen all of our favorite artists wear some shit that we be like, what the fuck you got on? But I also feel like when you hit a certain amount of money, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really fucking matter, so who cares?
But I don't feel like I don't really feel like it's a money thing either. I feel like you can put over whatever you want to put on as long as you're confident.
I think that, I think the confidence in it, and I'm not saying the confidence comes from the money, but I do think, and I want to say money, I'm also meaning like your success and all that shit. Like, it matters. It does. Like, certain shit you can pull off when you hit a certain stature and certain shit looks
good. I don't feel like I have a certain stature though.
Well, I'm going to tell you why.
I feel like if you've always been a fly nigga, I would expect fly niggas to try other fly shit.
I do.
And it would not be off.
And the reason why I say that, because Mew and I were in the same age bracket. We saw the little golf kid, not golf, golf, like the emo kids.
Yeah.
In high school wearing them same pants, and nobody said, ooh, that shit fly.
I ain't never seen one of them pants.
Man, I could take you to Groves and them niggas. Oh, had
shit,
them
they wasn't
zone.
Wearing them at Johnson.
They had them shit zone with the black. They had, I can distinctly remember the black.
Them pants was a lot damn different.
Nah, they was not. They was the same damn. They was black. They was black.
Lagging. Huh? A lot, I don't care who tell it.
What's different? Shit, me. Man, look, I will look some shit up, and I promise you.
Like, I like them. I want me a pair.
And the thing about it is, like,
I actually had a black pair for my birthday, but I,
And the shit is like, bro,
a little too thin.
And the shit, bro, like with fashion is all based on trends. Like, it is what it is. It's a video I saw of Shador Sanders with his brother Shiloh, Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
They were at Paris Fashion Week, right? And Shiloh called Deion And Dion's known as being like, especially when he was coming, a fly ass nigga, right? Mm-hmm. So Dion always be putting him on fashion and shit. And Shiloh showed what Shador had on. And Dion like, boy, what the hell you got going on? Like, and Shiloh said, well, my, one of the funny shit I heard, niggas like, he's not doing what he think he doing. Like, that shit ain't what he think it is. Like, I know what he think he doing, but he not doing that. But, and Shador's like, bro, it's fashion. Like, yeah, y'all don't fashion. Get it. It's fashion.
It's not
so,
for you.
And so he got like a little purse. He said, man, it's a suitcase. He said, man, it's a lunchbox. Like, it's fun. But the thing is, like, again, it's fashion because fashion is subjective. Like, I really don't have an opinion on what Kendrick.
Jamal got one of them. Yeah. He got one of the, what's the brand? I don't know, one of them damn brands.
Man, we went
Goyard. He got one of the Goyard things.
We went to dinner with Jamal. Jamal had on a snakeskin fucking hoodie. Like, if you would have told me 10 years ago that a nigga in a snakeskin hoodie and that shit would be fly, like, what the fuck you talking about?
Hey, man, when it's in you.
When it's in you. And me and you talked about it before, yeah, right? Yo, he said, when it's in you, it's in you.
When it's in you, it's in you.
We talking about you at homecoming, you went and pulled the vest out.
Come on.
You told me, yes, you got it from where? He said, hey, when it's in you, it's in you. I would never thought to look there.
Good little, like, Fisher vest on Amazon, $19.99.
Yeah, like, I'm just a step above addressing off the mannequin. Like, I'm just right over that point, right? I ain't never been nowhere. No, I don't think.
I can appreciate your take on that. What annoyed me was I saw someone posted on Facebook about, like, hey, I'm gonna get some pants. Like, everybody was like, man, nigga, I roast the hell out of you. And I'm like, none of y'all could dress.
But
that are commenting on this.
But this is the thing.
Why y'all gonna roast him at, and y'all dress country as hell?
But this is the thing though, and that was the one thing that I hate when I see it, because if they say they're gonna roast him because they don't like it,
yeah,
let them fucking roast him. But yeah, the fact is, it's like, who gives a fuck if he think
put
it's
that
fly,
shit on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you shouldn't, because in my mind, you shouldn't be getting dressed for everybody
Come
else
on.
Anyway. Get dressed for you if you think it's cool. Where, like, and I've all, you know me, like, I've always hated trendy shit. I've always hated group thing. I've always, like, bro, be yourself.
Just
do
put
what
them
you
on.
Want to do. Put what you want to put on. If you like it, do it. If you don't, because that's what the confidence is. The confidence is I'm doing this because I think it's hard.
I just really want to know, like, what was the difference? Because I feel like these last 3 to 4 years, we can say 3 years, like, stack pants and flare leg pants have been in style.
Yeah, they have. And you
so
know,
that's why I was just like, when it was like this uproar, I'm like, niggas been wearing flare leg jeans last 3 years.
Because of who's wearing them.
Okay.
Because when you think about it, yeah, niggas have been wearing them, but there's a certain group of niggas that wear them. Mm. And that certain group is the niggas who are the fashion niggas, right?
Yeah.
So the ASAP Rockies. Like, them niggas, we would not be surprised at Rocky at a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
At any kind of show with flare leg pants,
mm-hmm,
if it's a stag. Because we're seeing him sitting at Paris Fashion Week and all that shit. And that's what they're doing. Kendrick has never been that nigga.
Yeah.
Kendrick nigga gonna come out Super Bowl in a fucking
hoodie.
I thought
he was gonna come out some dickies.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Kendrick coming in a goddamn hoodie and some hoodie and some cargoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, or a dickie jumpsuit or some shit, right?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
You see what I'm saying? But that's Kendrick. So for me, I think that's kind of been the thing with Kendrick and that kind of shit is that. I think that's why they really highlighted it, because when you think about Kendrick,
just like, wow, Kendrick, he's that, really outside
and,
the box.
And Kendrick's fans, like, Kendrick's core group of fans ain't wearing that shit. They're not. It's not what they're into, right? Like, it's a real hippity hop, rappity rap group.
Just put a little Nike on.
They not doing that.
Not nothing too crazy. So something
came,
simple.
So when he came out in that, it was like, fuck. Like, so I just think, like I said, I think that the thing about Kendrick, and we spoke about this, one of the last podcasts we had, when mm-hmm, I said that Kendrick is now, because of what he's ascended to, especially post beef, Kendrick is now going to have to deal with the superstardom that he's reaching. Now you're in the public eye.
Yeah.
He was in a very niche group of being a superstar that we knew about that we didn't see all the time. It's few of the people who could pull that off, and Kendrick was there.
Yeah.
Now, after you did with Drake, now you up there. Come on, I said, now you got to carry this shit.
But I don't think he has to.
No, he does. He
I don't think he has to.
But that's the thing. You do, because it's all, that's always been what it's been. Whoever's mm-hmm at the top.
Yeah.
That's when Drake, like, all the features that Drake did and all that shit.
Yeah.
That's because that's basically the responsibility you're carrying. That's
gotcha
the phone call you're getting. It was Drake, it was Jay-Z on all these features. Like, before him, you were seeing Pac out popping out people and Big and all them. Like,
yeah,
that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're that guy, you're that guy. DMX was up there. We saw DMX on everybody's shit. Like, that's what it is.
That was a good run.
Yeah, it was a great run. But you think about it, we saw X doing a lot of collaborations with folks, a lot of things that Kendrick isn't really known for doing. Outside of his circle, which is dope. Like, he needs somebody to sing some shit, SZA. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Like, you need get somebody to rap with you. Like,
get her
you
know, done.
Exactly. So, for me, that's going to be one of the things that's going to be really interesting. And we're seeing it now. DJ Khaled had to drop his whole shit.
Yeah.
Because, nah, take that shit down, nigga. You wouldn't. And I said to people, and it's funny for me because as a fan of both, I really get to enjoy the petty shit.
Yeah.
That gets to come after, right? So, you ain't say shit on my behalf. You was rocking out. You was jigging. You was doing.
Yeah. Ooh,
got something for you. I got a new album. 2 Drake songs. Must be Drake Bell. Ain't got my shit on there. Take it out. Now you had to drop your whole album.
Oh, that was about.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah. Khaled was announcing a new album. He said he highlighted the fact that he had 2 songs with Drake. Drake commented, must be Drake Bell. Like, you ain't putting no songs out with me. Take that shit down. Now you got to roll your whole, and that it's going to be funny to really watch what happens next. Because as much as people have, you know, really locked into the we don't like shit, there is a term that is called the Drake stimulus package. That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Where Drake hops on some shit and your shit takes off.
Yeah.
Based off what he did with you. The niggas who are nice take that shit and really
run with it.
Right, and the niggas who are super nice can do it with Drake. So that's why you see a nigga like 21 can put an album out with Drake. Which that was more of a Drake album, but the best example of that was Future. Mm-hmm. One Time to Be Alive.
Yeah.
Future and Drake was neck and neck on that bitch.
Yeah.
Right. Like all like the P&D album, I really feel like it's more of
more of a Drake album than P&D.
Exactly, right. Rick Ross would do a lot of shit with Drake, but Ross was holding his own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you got other niggas, you know, Drake hopped on Versace with the Migos and that shit took off.
Yeah.
As much people say with Migos is gonna be hot regardless, and they probably would have been.
Yeah.
But that took them niggas out of there. When he hopped on Yes Indeed with Lil Baby, like Lil Baby's gonna be hot regardless.
Yeah.
Hopping that bitch, it took off. It's a stimulus package that came with it. Part of it came with Drake being what he meant to UMG.
Yeah.
We're going to pump whatever you behind. We're going to push it.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean? So it's going to be real interesting to see. And it has nothing to do with Kendrick. Doesn't have to do shit.
Yeah.
The same way I said, Beyonce don't got to be nowhere. Like, you ain't, when you hit a certain level superstar, you ain't got to do shit. Yeah, do the fuck you want.
Look at Rihanna. Just sitting there playing makeup.
Rihanna ain't did shit in years, but get fucked and make makeup. That's it.
Playing draws and makeup.
And put out some draws. You got any Fendi draws? Give me some Fendi draws, man. I just look comfortable.
I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You got the boxers?
I'm a boxer brief guy. Are you a boxer guy?
Hell no. I stopped wearing boxers.
I actually still have regular boxers from American Eagle, and I just feel so dusty when I put them on.
The only thing I have close to boxers is I went and I bought a pack of, I thought they were boxer briefs. They're like Nike Pro Combat. It was a pack of them. I got from like TJ Maxx. Thought they were boxer briefs.
The workout ones?
Yeah, but like that's what I thought they were, but it wasn't. They were more of like, it was a boxer brief, but they were like a little too big. So when I put them on, they fit kind of like boxers. So every now and then,
I got you.
Not every now and then,
a little loosey goosey.
Yeah. So in the middle of the night, they got to get pulled off. I can just and go on about my business.
Yeah, no, I don't have any. I do have. Savage Fenty. You know, I'm a boxer brief junkie.
Yeah.
It's good quality.
You keep some draws.
It's good quality. Yeah. I actually wanted some Skims, but, you know, not Kim, you know, her MAGA shit. So everybody like, fuck Kim now.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like all the shit be good quality.
Mm-hmm.
That they do put up. But yeah, I love a good pair of, draws. Shout out Savage Fenty. But yes, speaking of taking off draws.
Oh, Lord. It's a crazy segment.
Speaking of taking off draws, let's talk about the bedroom. So, on the docket for today, I hate saying docket. On the pod pad, that's what we call it. The one of the questions was, is there a such thing as female predators? Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of conversation on social media about Anthony Edwards and the beautiful young lady, because she is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby bomb. Honey, yeah. Aisha. I hate people. Yeah, I hate just associating them who they got kids from. Mm-hmm. That bitch fine.
Little Miss Golden.
I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, she is. But I know she was 38.
Damn, she taking care of herself.
Yeah,
a good surgeon.
Fruits and berries.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, Dr. Oz.
But is it a certain thing as female predators?
Yes.
Do you feel society responds the same way?
No.
Of course not. I mean, we know the answers to this. Mm-hmm. We're asking these questions for you guys.
Very hypothetical questions.
Because it's like, No one really cares.
They
when,
don't.
When the females do it.
These are, and for those who don't know, Anthony Edwards, NBA superstar, has recently got Lil Baby's baby mama, Aisha Howard,
mm-hmm.
Got something. Her pregnant. She released text messages between her and Anthony Edwards, basically telling her that he does not want that shit. He
unalive,
do that shit. Unalive baby. That motherfucker. Take him to the chop shop, is what he alluded to her doing. And so for me, I do see two sides of it,
mm-hmm.
right? I do see the side of people saying, if you know he don't want to have it, just get rid of it, blah, blah, blah. And when we talk about abortions, like, it's not that simple. Like, abortions, going to get an abortion, it's not that
Why
simple.
Isn't it?
Because it does certain things with women's bodies. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just tell them, go get one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just that simple. Because there's been cases where women have gotten abortions, mm-hmm. and they cannot conceive again.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not that simple of a thing.
No plan B.
You know what I mean? Well, not plan A, but they should have done that.
I didn't know there was a weight limit to plan B. Did you?
Yeah, hell yeah, 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 yeah.
So, wow.
That's why them big bitches be, never mind.
They can't take two?
Four. Last two.
Tick text.
Quadruple it up. But nah, but honestly, so yeah, nah, like, so, and so I understand and respect that fact of it. I would never tell a woman, just go get an abortion. Yeah. Like, it's just you taking something.
Do you believe in abortion?
I do.
I don't believe in abortion.
I do. I
don't believe in abortion. I don't want to say that, like, I saw I got my MAGA hat on.
No, I know you don't.
I'm talking about for myself. I've never been in a situation where I had to get an abortion, but I'm also a very, sexual response.
And that's what I'm gonna say. Cause see, those are two separate questions. Those two separate. Do I believe in abortion personally for myself, for mm-hmm. something that I did and created? No.
Yeah. Which yeah. Okay. Okay.
Look, now, look, do I believe in? Yeah. But do I believe in abortion for a woman to have
that need to just, you know,
or if there's a situation where y'all slip up,
yeah,
she get pregnant and y'all are not in a situation to take care of
the baby.
Then, yes,
okay. No, we're on the same page.
And that's why I say, yes, I do believe in it for that reason. Like, I
didn't know you were sexually responsible.
Hmm? I am. Very responsible.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, boo. Talk your shit.
See, this is what we talking about. It'd be your own friends. But not, it's, ooh, boy, I thank God for delivering me from my pettiness. Cause we can have a talk on this podcast. We can turn this shit up.
I love that.
But yeah, I love that for you too, brother. I love it for you too, brother.
I try to be.
Yeah, huh?
I tell everyone, I know when my kids were conceived.
Yeah.
Cause I'm very responsible.
Yeah.
With my ammo.
Mm-hmm.
So each time.
Cause you a little bit of a frisky Francis. So I'm glad that you know, are very controlled.
Even though I was frisky Francis, you have to think about it. At the time, was one of my best friends.
What? Okay. Hey.
Was no. This isn't a knock to them, but these were my friends. Mm-hmm. And when we were in college, freshman year, both of them got kids already. We're freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been a very, very, a very sexual responsible person.
You've had a really good aim.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-mm. So pull out Poppy, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Pull out Poppy.
Good hips.
Mm-hmm.
Good hips.
I want to see it for me.
All right. So
yeah, now.
So should I be talking about, man? Should I be talking about?
Are you in there?
GP, are you with me? Hey, ain't not wrong. I always consider myself a painter. As well as all the other things you so yeah. So but here's the thing. So the issue at hand is that we're Lil Baby, Anthony Edwards is 23 years old. Lil Miss Golden is 38 years mm-hmm. old. To me, that is absolutely
insane.
The definition of predatory behavior.
It is.
I think that and what gets lost is and for me, these conversations are always very simple. Yeah. It's always switch the roles.
Yeah.
Right, because what I've seen,
they're going to get lost in a profession.
Yeah, what I've seen is, oh well, if he's mature enough to have a baby, By another woman and start a family, then mm-hmm. he should be mature enough to know not to have sex with this woman and know that you're a target. And you know, you're a superstar in the NBA, and we know what kind of contract you have, and you should be more responsible for what you do. She has no sort of responsibility in this as a 38-year-old woman. Now I flip this. And let's say you're a 38-year-old man.
Aisha around here looking for a minor.
Looking for a minor. But so let's say you're 38 years old as a man, and there's a 23-year-old woman. Before you even have sex with that
woman. What the fuck
y'all
got to talk about?
Exactly. That's first and foremost.
Like Drea.
What Drea with, exactly. When you're married, not married, but you engaged, I think, to a young man, same age as yourself.
Yeah.
What do y'all
That's
talk
embarrassing.
About? Like it is. Like, what do y'all talk
That's
about?
Embarrassing.
Now, I can say that we've seen situations, especially in earlier times, where you would see age gaps. You'd see 8 years, 9 years, 10 year gaps. Cool. Different time, different era. Now we see it and call it for that shit. It's predatory behavior. Like, it is what it is. And I don't even hate to say it. That's exactly what it is. You're 38, he's 23. You know that he does not want that. You still had unprotected sex with him.
Yeah.
God pray, and that's when you talk about plan B. Like, those are the things you knew when y'all had sex.
It was plenty.
That there's a good.
You know what she wanted.
Exactly. And as a 38-year-old woman, I will just assume that you're very in tune with your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we
she
got.
Knew what she was doing.
Now, one of the sex myths that got debunked as we got older is that you cannot just get pregnant every time you fuck. No, there's a window.
I did not know that. That was crazy. I didn't find out.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was older.
Because how everybody we know was just getting pregnant. Yeah. I just thought
I'd be scared. Like, damn, I got that bitch pregnant. No, you didn't, nigga. But anyway.
Hold another pod.
But honestly though, like, you know, and I didn't know this. I mean, I'm talking like in my 20s I learned this shit. Like, oh wait, huh? Interesting.
I get it.
I understand. But as a 38-year-old woman, I can only assume that you know this, right? So with that being a thing and being understood, it's like, you know what you had going on.
Yeah.
You know you was at with. You still let the young man do it. And now you're trying to
teach
him.
She did it on purpose.
Even in the text, one of the text messages she sent to him said, hopefully you can learn from this.
She said that?
She said to him. And you know what the 23-year-old nigga told her?
Fuck you.
I don't want to learn.
I know that's right.
So the thing about it is he's showing and revealing his age. If I'm 23,
yeah, I'm 23.
Like, get the fuck on. That's what he's saying. He's telling her kick rocks.
Didn't he just have the other girl pregnant with the real big butt?
Yeah.
The OnlyFans. Yeah. He just around here having fun. He's 23 with money.
Oh, skeet. You know what it is. But the thing about it is this, like, and I think that this has to be highlighted because if the shoe was on the other foot, the way he'd be getting drugged through the mud
is insane.
The way Shaq got drugged through the mud for the comments he made to Angel Reese on that show. And when I went back and listened to it, it wasn't even that crazy. I was like, okay, I guess I can see that. But he was just saying, no, you go out there in some little shorts, you'll get a bunch of money. He ain't saying I'm turned on by you.
Yeah.
He's saying you said to any woman in that age that's attractive, and you say that, yeah, probably.
Like, they with your ass out?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she looked at him as a mentor and a big brother.
Okay, so that's why she let him know. That's why he let him know. Yeah,
exactly.
If you do that.
Yeah.
When I saw this on the list of topics, and we can revisit this when we get an appearance by BJ Lamont.
Yeah.
But one of my bigger concerns about this is, I always want to know, let's flip the situation.
Mm-hmm.
No, it really doesn't matter. But let's just say it was a lady in her 20s that got married, you know, by someone that was, you know, rich and maybe is a little older. I always want to know from a father's perspective, what are those conversations when your daughter just basically goes and gets pregnant because they want to take the money from someone? I always have wondered from a father's perspective, like, everybody's talking about how Deion Sanders basically told his daughter, hey, you acting like a fool right now over this dude. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. But so many women champion women to just go fuck on somebody and get pregnant so you get a piece of the pie. And I'm like, I understand that, but I would, as someone who has a daughter, I would wish that my daughter would never even feel comfortable to put herself in a situation.
I think
like that.
I think that what there's a few things you said in that that are very important, right?
Yeah.
And one of the main things you said is, I wonder what the fathers are thinking. And my thought is, are they there?
Yeah.
Right? Because I feel like in
I feel like this is a response to no father being around.
It is.
Around.
And I feel like this is a lot of that. Because yeah. you think about it, and you know what I mean? When you look at a lot of situations, where it comes from is you, when the father's not there. Not saying this is an exclusive thing
yeah.
or this is the, you know, the standard, but mm-hmm. we've seen cases.
But we've seen a lot of this.
We've
though.
Seen this happen where father's not there, mom's bitter, doesn't like the dad, dad's not around, mom hates him, raises her daughter to also hate men, daughter mm-hmm. hates dad as well, mom raises her to, hey, you don't need a man for nothing, and hey, you got a chance. Because what happens is the relationship between a father and a daughter when he's not around, this is why it's very important for what you do, right, mm-hmm. being the active dad. This is why it's important to be in your daughter's lives, and your son's lives as well, but
yeah.
in this case, daughter, daughter more specifically, because I view it as, okay, dad's not around. And the only thing that mom brings up when it comes to dad is he's not paying his child support. Mm-hmm. He's not supporting us financially, blah, blah, blah. So then what does that turn the relationship with dad into?
Yeah.
A financial.
Transactional.
That's it. It's all transactional.
And
right?
now they
like,
see
this is what I need everything you for. I look that. At men, and again, people always say the dad is the first man that a daughter falls in love with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So same concept. So if all I knew growing up was that my mom was pissed with my dad.
Because he ain't giving no money.
Financially, he wouldn't give me no money.
Now I see a man that like me, he wouldn't give me a little bit, and he got yeah. a little bit of money I could, mm-hmm.
and he I could be entitled with him, to. And he's sweet. I got his ass. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get this from him. This is my come up.
Because right. even with seeing all the comments, so many comments I saw this week online was like, if, you know, she got pregnant from someone that got a $244 million contract, you think she dumb for not wanting to keep the baby? And I'm like, when has everything just become so transactional?
And the thing about it is, if the roles are reversed, and you say, well,
shout
oh,
out to the baby
oh,
mom
well,
brigade.
Well, yeah, because like you, when you start on the whole, well, he should have known better.
Well, she can't.
She don't know better?
She
and if she's 23 and he's 38, she shouldn't know better. That's what y'all telling us. And the funny part about
it is, we're not
it
putting it all on him, but we're also not putting it all on her. But there has to be I don't think with society these days, there is not a common ground of
no.
who to be held accountable. It's like we always say, everything turns into a gender war, and everything's always placed on one side. And with us being men keeping it a buck, a lot of it's placed on our side.
Yeah, it's a lot of picking and choosing, a lot of lack of accountability, and that's what that lack of accountability looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like, oh, well, you know, you as a man should know. As a man, why? Yeah. Like, and that's what I always say, like, I hate seeing the as a man shit.
Yeah.
Because one, you don't got a man, two, you never met one. Right, so you don't even know what men
Stop
do.
Saying,
you
as a woman,
yeah, exactly. As a woman, why are you telling me what I should do as a man? As a man, we never tell women what they should be doing.
Mm-mm.
All we do is react to what they tell us.
Yeah,
right. As a man, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. So what do you do? Well, and then
come
you,
on,
see what
there
I'm
we
saying?
Go. Then it's that round and round.
And there's a certain, you know, that. When we bring it up to like our female friends, they'll always give us the same thing. Well, y'all niggas are different, right?
Yeah.
Okay, too. So, okay, cool. So it's different niggas. This is how we're looking
Everybody
at
ain't that different.
And I said, different. And I said, oh, you know, I stress that. No, we not. We
really
didn't.
Not.
Like I said, we know. I will say, are we different?
Yes.
Like the club, yes, we're different, but we're not that much.
Are
different.
Some people bums? Yes.
Yeah, and that's the.
Is the majority? No.
Right.
Because it can't be that we just meet everybody that's not bums.
Exactly. And that's what I'm going with.
It cannot be that we just, for some reason, we connect with everybody. I always tell people to this day, within active dad and these dad tribes, I know multiple guys that have full custody of their daughters.
Exactly.
And not just their sons, of their, I can name three guys right now that mm-hmm. have full custody of their daughters. And this is not a common, I mean, it actually is a common thing, but men don't feel the need to have to get online and talk about it.
Nah, it's not because it's not important, because yeah. niggas too busy handling whatever they gotta handle.
Hell yeah, niggas you know, tired.
Niggas got shit to do. Niggas going to sleep. I'm tired. Niggas tired. Got up, went to the gym, went to work, came home, took care of my kid.
Make sure the kid up, yeah, get the kid to school.
Yeah, exactly, right? So for me, that's the biggest thing about it. And I feel like in this situation, it is predatory behavior. Like, especially when you think about all the other catchphrases that they use when they tell us, oh, women are more mature than men. Okay, so yeah. she's 38. She's really, what, 50 mentally? Like, now, where is she, right? And yeah. if we develop slower, he's 23. What is he, 19? right? So now it's a bigger gap. If we're following the metrics that you're putting in place, right? And you're telling us, no, listen, men mature faster than women. I mean, the women mature faster than men, right? Okay, cool. So if that's the case, then she's going to be even more mature than her age will tell us he is.
Yeah.
She knows the game. Like, it's a, and you you brought up Deion with his daughter. And something that Deion did was, and people kind of looked at it crazy, was when he brought Brittany Renner to Jackson State to talk to them, talk to the team.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing it for. They had no, listen, this is what's finna happen. This is what they're looking at. All y'all getting NILs. Bruh, it's a dude, it's a kid from
Savannah. They ain't studied you?
You see what I'm saying? Is that anything they don't know? They don't see your Instagram? They just think
you just got nice eyes.
Yeah, you think you just cute, nigga? Nah, them pockets. Fat. We coming for you. Bruh, with NIL now, I know of a kid that and with NIL now, I made over 100 bands as an 18-year-old, which is NIL.
That is insane.
And he's not even like a star yet on the college level. Yeah. He's just a player on the team. He's going to turn into one. They brought him there for that reason. But that's just off top. You 18 with 100. When we was 18, we were happy with $15 an hour. We were balling 18.
Yeah.
15 hours up. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is that if that's the case, you know what I mean? Like, you have these women who are going to, certain, not all, but certain women who are going to attack you, they know what you got going on.
Yeah.
And the main ones that are going to do it and do it well are the Dreas.
Yeah.
Are the ones that the Bernie
Burgos. They got the pretty privilege. Like they know they're fine.
They know.
And they strippers.
They've been running through
niggas. Hell, half of them were strippers.
They've been running through niggas for generations. These are no longer 20. They're no longer 22, 23, 24-year-olds now. Mm-hmm. Now they're 40. They're 45. Still, Bernice Burgos. Like, we know, and I don't know what she, but we know the type. You've seen the type.
Yeah.
The IG fine ones, the model. Instagram been around for years now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where, you see her, and think about it. Let's put you in Anthony L's situation. You're 15-year-old. You're looking at this woman on Instagram. Damn, that motherfucker bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the top players in the country.
Yeah.
And then you go to college and you're a superstar. You get to the NBA and you're a superstar. And now you're in the room with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she going.
Going.
Of course you're going to be. Of course.
What were you?
Not saying that we have to, not saying that he shouldn't have any sort of standard or whatever, and I'm not bailing him out on that. He also had a decision to make too, right? But it can't just be the man's fault. It can't always just be on us. And I think that's the difference in kind of our age group, is that we're starting to recognize that shit now. Like, we know. Like, we understand. We're not going to just go for it. We done
caught on to the game now. All right, bet.
Yeah, we ain't going to just go for whatever y'all say.
Yeah.
This is a problem. This is, you know what I mean, and we see that. So, that's a crazy-ass situation, man.
Crazy situation and good conversation, which I think we'll deep dive that when Lamont makes it on.
Whenever he makes it on.
Yeah, whenever Lamont makes it on.
Lamont is in breach of contract.
Very. I stopped tweeting this week because I said I will be in breach of my part. It's funny because so many people were responding to my story like, oh damn, man, nah, you don't want to. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Nah, listen, I put this shit on the podcast.
Yeah.
And the boss is like, damn, boy, y'all niggas strict over there. We're running a tight ship around this motherfucker.
We're running a tight ship
Think we out here talking for free?
At Untitled Incorporated, all right?
Let me tell y'all something. Y'all thought Death Row was bad. Tell you something. As soon as your name pop up in that bio,
One way in, one way out.
6 feet under, baby. Or 6 figures up. Which
six
one
foot,
you want?
7 foot? Eight foot?
Punch? Shit. What else we had? I think that's what we had for the docket, man.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for the day. We always have stuff we carry over.
Yeah, man.
We have little leftovers from that. But
shout out to Kanye. We're going to get in Kanye when he's up. So I really want to get in Kanye, man.
Yeah, I just got to that point. I was like, you know what? You know, I love Ye. I'm going to hold my boy down
and
say, you know
and
what?
And I do too.
My life is enough. I don't have this. I don't have this to deal with right now.
And that was my whole thing, man. Like, Kanye just being who he is and doing what he's doing, man, it's just super tough, man. And I hate it. I hate it,
man. No, we just gonna keep him in prayer. We gonna keep on trucking.
Keep him up, listening in prayer and all that good shit, man. So again, man, appreciate everybody fucking with us for the first time, last time, whatever time. Is always love on this side. You already know. Fuck with us. Fuck with us if you do not.
Don't you worry about it, bitch. I know somebody like it.
Hey, until next time, stay untitled, my boy.
Already.
Kanye, straight from the gold, Kanye. Chop up the soul, Kanye. Set on his goals, Kanye. I hate the new Kanye. The bad mood, the Kanye. The always Kanye. Rude, Kanye. Spaz in the news, Kanye. Ooh, I miss the sweet Kanye. Chop up the beats, Kanye. I gotta say, at that time, I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye. It wasn't any Kanye's. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanye's. I used to love Kanye. I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo. I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye.
Ooh, give me some more flavor.
It's the Untitled Podcast.